John Wesley Hardin might have been the meanest man that ever lived. His pride was in his pistols, and his claim to fame was all the men he'd killed. He spent his time fighting, gambling and drinking in the bars. He once shot a man for snoring, and he shot a man for beating him at cards. One day the legend started when he got into a barroom fight. 20 minutes later, a drunken fool had beckoned him outside, calling Wes a coward, saying, "Hardin, this'll be your final day." Wes sent word out to him, the famous words that he would always say. "Yeah, when I come, I'll be smoking like hell on Judgment Day. I'll let my pistols do the talking, and they got a lot to say. And by the time you see me coming, it's gonna be too late. 'Cause when I come, I'll be smoking, my side irons glowing, both barrels ablaze." Down around Gonzales, he tried to settle down and stake a claim. And the way the legend has it, he put the gun in the Gonzales name, where he became a local hero for putting Union soldiers in the ground. But the killing didn't stop until he was feared by everyone around. 17 scalps were said to have dangled from his belt. And to look him in the eye was like staring at the fiery gates of hell. And when he started talking, his pistols made sure everybody heard. 'Cause a threat was never empty whenever it contained his fatal words. "Yeah, when I come, I'll be smoking like hell on Judgment Day. I let my pistols do the talking, and they got a lot to say. And by the time you see me coming, well, it's gonna be too late. 'Cause when I come, I'll be smoking, my side irons glowing, both barrels ablaze." Billy the Kid and Jesse James were the most famous outlaws of their time. But the fact is, Wes Hardin killed more men than both of them combined. And when he finally killed a sheriff, Lampasas County sent him to the pen. 15 years was his sentence, but they released him after only serving 10. Wes went out to El Paso in the summer of 1895, where a constable named Selma vowed to take him dead or alive. Selma stood out in the street and boldly called Wes out of the saloon. Wes sent him a message saying, "I'll be coming fast and coming soon. And when I come, I'll be smoking like hell on Judgment Day. I'll let my pistols do the talking, and they got a lot to say. And by the time you see me coming, well, it's gonna be too late. 'Cause when I come, I'll be smoking, my side irons glowing, Thursday in August. August, the paper in Gonzales hit the stands, saying Wes Harden had lost a gunfight to a quicker man. Wes never pulled his guns. The paper said that Selma never gave him time. But the coroner reported Wes Harden had been shot from behind. Now those who gathered round claim they saw an evil spirit overhead, patiently waiting to take Wes to the land of the dead. And they stood there in silence and watched as he slowly bled to death. Some say they heard him talking, and he was telling Satan underneath his breath, "Yeah, when I come, I'll be smoking like hell.